Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Inauguration Day. There was two people standing side by side. There was one guy with his family and the other guy with his family. And I just want to let you know that when Trump was standing next to Obama, the guy with three kids by three different women was the white guy. Mic drop. I was reading the Bible in school the other day. I picked up this book. Let me check this out. Yo, shit is lit, fam. Shit is lit. Like, I was reading it. Like, I was scanning the Bible for, like, Easter Bunny and Christmas. And I didn't find that. But I also didn't find abortion.
There's other reasons to vote than your own selfish, fat needs.
Okay? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. That we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
One more time for the bigots in the back. Not my president. Instead of being cool and casting your Green Party vote and casting your third party vote, why don't you, instead of being cool, be alive? Why don't you, instead of being cool, understand the ramifications of what you've done?
What is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks. With me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody. And although everything I say and warn people about continues to come through, nevertheless, I persisted. What goes on, people? We've had the roughest of weeks here in the land of people that want to live in peace and equality and don't like racism and stuff like that and don't like people's rights being taken away. So this week, the two devastating, crushing cabinet appointments this week were Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, who, to my knowledge, has never even set foot in a public school, let alone should be in charge of the department that oversees public schools. And we had Jeff Sessions confirmed as the Attorney General. Jeff Sessions, who says good people don't smoke marijuana. Jeff Sessions, who stood by the Not My President, President Piss Play today, as earlier in the week, three executive orders were signed targeting crime that's been at a downward trend for about 20 years. Violent crime against police. I'm glad that we have police. Police protect me from death and all that stuff. But this whole idea this whole support system of police. It has to be, we have to talk about this like you people talk about, you know, people on the left being too PC.
Oh, everything's so politically correct. People can't take a joke. Yada, yada, yada.
Well, why do we have to protect people that walk around in body armor? It's a hard job. Nobody tricked any police officer. Excuse me. Nobody tricked any police officer into taking that job. Everybody knows what that job is about. And plus this whole, oh, you don't support the police? I've looked at my paycheck. My paycheck says I support the police because they take taxes out of it. So why do I have to? I mean, there are bad people everywhere in the world. There are always going to be bad people. So if you have a country full of people, millions and billions of people, I don't know if it's billions, I'm not sure. Millions of people, millions and millions of people, hundreds of millions. There's going to be some sick fucks out there. Damn it, I didn't want to curse. There's going to be some sick people out there who get a hold of guns and commit random acts of violence against police. And they might be mentally ill people because Congress just rolled back the rule that if you're mentally ill, you can't get a gun. So now if you're mentally ill, you can get a gun. So now mentally ill people are going to kill police, and therefore that's going to be the reason why adults over the age of 21 aren't allowed to smoke marijuana. It's bullcrap. It's bullcrap, and I can't take it anymore. This country had one good thing going for it. This country had some legal recreational marijuana in some states. Don't you dare tell me that Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump care about state rights, because they don't give a crap about that. And listen, wherever you fall on this debate, one way or another, there is one thing that can't be debated. And what can't be debated is numbers. And the numbers are clear. Last check, through 2015, this was not 2006, 2015, Colorado alone made $996 million on recreational marijuana. $996 million. Okay? Now, it's still illegal on a federal level. So these monies, these profits, they can't be put into the bank. They can't be taxed by the government. There can't be interest collected on it. They can't put it in accounts to grow. They can't, you know, put it in bonds. They can't do any of that because even though the states have deemed it legal for the sale of marijuana to people, responsible adults over the age of 21, Congress has not came in and said, all right, we're going to change it on a federal level so you guys can put your money in the bank. So now you got people that own pot shops with money under their bed because they can't put it in the bank. And then you have a whole political party, an entire political party. You have thinking of ways to cut spending. Oh, man, we got to get rid of public school. Teachers get too much money. Oh, we got to put schools at the state level. We don't need a department for that. Oh, we got to pull out of the UN. We're paying too much money for this. Oh, we got to pull out of NATO. Oh, we have to cut everyone's health care. Like, instead of finding all these little ways to cut dollars that will hurt people, why don't you look at the money that's on the table right in front of you? Use some of that money towards the things you'd want to fund, like infrastructure, like support for the police that we already give them. Again, I like police. The only police I don't like are the ones that are arresting me. And you know what? I'm home, so I'm cool with police. My friend Renee, she's a cop. Love her to death. I got no beef with police. I have beef with this. It's like The Hangover. Oh, man. That's what the police are. The police are like The Hangover movie. Okay, you didn't see it, and everyone's like, oh, you gotta see this movie. Oh, you gotta see this movie. Oh, this is funny. And then you watch the movie, and you watch it with that person, and every second they're like, yo, check this out, this part's funny, what do I watch? Oh, wait, watch, this part's funny, watch, this part's funny. If you keep telling me that I have to do something, I am going to rage against that machine. What don't you get? I pay taxes. That's support enough. Now, when I was a waiter, you could say, oh, Jay, aren't you supporting the police? That's fair. That would have been fair. Because I was off the books under the table. But instead of just trying to cut money from important things like education and healthcare. There's $1 billion just sitting in front of you, sitting around being made from distributing a plant to consenting adults that God placed here. Your Lord and Savior. Now listen, you can go drink alcohol. You can go kill your insides. You can go to the doctor with that insurance you no longer have, to the doctor that you can't afford. You can be forced into schools that care more about your test score than they do about learning. And yes, before you say, Jay, well, if you get high test scores, you learned. No, you didn't, you idiot. And if you don't know the difference between the two, that's how we got here. We got here by education, people not being serious enough about education. We have almost half of America who would prefer to stay docile and uninformed. It really is the land of the free. To paraphrase Bill Hicks, it really is the land of the free, because you are free. You're free to do as we tell you. You're free to do as the government tells you. And if you don't fall in line, well, if you don't fall in line, the stocks in private prisons have skyrocketed since November 9th. And quite frankly, I can't think of a correlation between the two. Hashtag sarcasm. Jeff Sessions. You know what's weird? Wednesday. Now, I don't want to, like, this is, I don't want to make this funny. But Wednesday, we had glorified moron Betsy DeVos confirmed as Secretary of Education on a strict party lines vote. Over, not even, it was 50-50. Mike Pence had to come and break the tie. That's never happened before. Or it might have happened 100 years ago. Wednesday, she's confirmed. Thursday, New York City schools are closed? This bitch is already doing shit that's right up her wheelhouse. She's already closing schools. I lost a day of work because of this. And you people, again, high right wing, high GOP, high climate change deniers, I want to point out something to you. On Wednesday at noon, I was outside with the teachers and students at recess. It was 62 degrees. I had no jacket on, and I was sitting there, and we were sitting there discussing if school is going to be closed the next day. So if it could be 62 one day, and the next day it feels like 11 degrees, maybe we need to rethink our whole stance on climate change and not try to bury scientific facts. Are you joking? It was 62 degrees on Wednesday. On Thursday, I opened. I looked at my phone. It says, feels like 11. 11. Not the good up to 11, you know? Like when you're saying, oh, that's awesome. What is it on a scale of 1 to 10? Up to 11. Goes loud. Up to. It's not that. It's not the cool Spinal Tap up to 11. Feels like 11. That's a 49 degree drop off. And none of the students would believe that it's right. They would raise their hand and say, teacher, you're lying. Teacher, you got it wrong. Science. Well, I don't. Again, it's numbers. Just like the legal pot, it's numbers. If it's 60 degrees on Wednesday and 11 degrees on Thursday, who is destroying the planet? Here's your choices. A, humans. B, humans. C, humans. Or D, all of the above. Have got to be kidding me. But this isn't an administration that cares about the weather. This is an administration that cares about enforcing racism and holding back women. And if you don't believe it, just go to the confirmation hearing of Jeff Sessions. Hashtag let Liz speak. Did you see Elizabeth Warren? Elizabeth Warren was reading a letter to Jeff Sessions from Coretta Scott King, the widow of Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King's wife, the late Coretta Scott King. Was it the late Coretta Scott King? I don't know if she's dead. But I didn't get voted into an office where it's my job to know these things. Anyway, she was reading the letter of a civil rights legend. And Mitch McConnell, chicken-necked Mitch McConnell, silenced her. Citing a rule that nobody ever uses, Rule 19 or something, that says you can't disparage another senator. A senator can't disparage or something another senator. What? Now, I don't care about the rules. We're in a time where rules don't matter. So don't ever point to rules and say that you the rules. Rules don't matter anymore, okay? You got the leader of the world formerly known as the free world, who's got business ties all over the world. We were told that these business ties were going to be severed. They're not. You have Kellyanne Conway, chief strategist, not the chief strategist, she's like senior advisor, that's what she is. Senior advisor Kellyanne Conway going on the news, making up massacres. The Bowling Green massacre was made up. It was a made up thing. You got her shilling Ivanka Trump's clothing and jewelry line from the White House. So rules don't apply. So Elizabeth Warren was shut down. Was it because of what she was reading? Well, four men have read that same letter on the Senate floor during confirmation hearings. And not one of those men was even cited or warned. She was warned, she continued, and she persisted, is what Mitch McConnell said. And you know what? And that's what we're going to do until this administration is out of power. We might be warned, but we will persist, and we will resist, because this is not my president, this is not my country. I didn't sign up for this. I don't even know where I live anymore. Got bus drivers randomly telling me their political affiliations. You got heads of departments, strictly heads of their department, to get rid of their department. You have an attorney general who once said that he didn't think the Ku Klux Klan, was that bad until he found out that some of the members, before they lynched black people, indulged in the recreational use of marijuana. That's what the attorney general said. Don't you dare tell me that state rights are a thing when you have a guy that doesn't see the Ku Klux Klan as a hate group. It's disgusting. And you know what? A lot of people, you know, they tell you, give them a chance. Give them a chance. I ain't giving nobody a chance. I didn't need to give anyone a chance for this to happen. There is already irreparable damage done to this country. And it's not like I was expecting silver linings, but I thought there would be maybe one tiny silver hair. I thought maybe a gray sliver might happen. Maybe something. Anything. Nope. I just can't. This is not a world that I want to live in. It's not. Pause. Pause for a second. You know what's interesting about all that? Is that the previous minutes of my podcast before this last 10 seconds was recorded earlier in the week. Right around the time school was closed and I had a day off and I was able to have some time to record the podcast. And I screamed. I just listened to it and it's me screaming about how this is not America I want to live in. I thought there was a silver lining. Blah, blah, blah. All that crap. Wake up. Now it's the weekend. Now it's the end of the weekend, and we have immigration raids going on. They're rounding up undocumented immigrants, and they're imprisoning them and taking them back. This is, people said, even the hardcore Republicans, they sat there and said, you really think they're going to go around rounding up people? They're doing that, and they did it in the middle of the night. They did it Friday night. And let's go over, like, I got a Time Magazine thing here. I'm just going to get the bullet points of the things you need to know about what's going on. Hundreds of undocumented immigrants were arrested in raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, that's ICE for short, in cities across the U.S. this week. The first widespread enforcement of Donald Trump's policy aimed at cracking down on illegal immigration. And they took place in the workplaces and homes. In Atlanta, Chicago, New York, and the Los Angeles area, North Carolina and South Carolina. It's reported by the Washington Post. Here's some details you need to know. This follows Trump's executive order on immigration. Trump signed an executive order last month aiming to crack down on illegal immigration. Yes, he did do that. He said he was going to build a wall. Scroll down here. Raids caused panic in immigrant communities. Yeah, you think? You think they would? Protests broke out in Phoenix this week over the deportation of a mother who had lived in the United States for 21 years and was arrested during a routine meeting with ICE on Wednesday. She had been convicted of a felony in 2008 for using a fake Social Security number to gain employment, but she was not previously considered a deportation priority. Officials conducted similar raids during Obama's presidency, but prioritized immigrants who were deemed a threat to national security or public safety. Still, more than two people were deported under Obama, leading some critics to label him deporter-in-chief. See? The raids this week caused fear and confusion in immigrant communities. Immigrants' rights advocates argued it was different than typical law enforcement action. Some groups issued guidance for dealing with ICE officials. Democratic leaders and lawmakers spoke up about the arrests. Of course they did. So that's a couple bullet points of what happened. So basically what's going on is immigration customs enforcement agents are going around and they're rounding up people who came to this country to achieve this quote-unquote American dream, who came to this country because it's the land of the free, home of the brave. It's home of the racists. And it's land of the docile and not forward thinking. It's not free anymore. I never thought. Listen, I did say that stuff like this would happen. But I am a BS artist, okay? That's what I do. I over exaggerate things sometimes. I do that. I say a lot of things. Like today. So, you know, yesterday or the day before. I don't know. I'm losing track of the days because this Trump administration, it's so long. It's only been 3 weeks. We've already had the executive orders and we got immigrants getting deported. We got the ExxonMobil CEO is the Secretary of State and they're going to undo Russian sanctions. And like it's known and there have been verified parts of the dossier, the 35-page dossier that says that Donald Trump got peed on by Russian sex workers. That's Donald Trump, the man who won the Electoral College in the United States election in 2016, let Russian sex workers pee on him because he's a fan of water sports. Hashtag water sports. Hashtag Michael Phelps 2020. I mean, because if somebody who likes to do water sports can be president, then, you know, Michael Phelps, Caitlyn Jenner, the artist formerly known as Bruce. No, was she a swimmer? No, I don't know. I don't want to get my Olympic facts wrong. No, Caitlyn Jenner was a runner. But an Olympian, anybody, a cheetah, a panda, a teddy bear, a hamster, an empty piggy bank, an iPhone 4C case. Was there a 4C? An iPhone 3 case. Like, any object, any other organism, any other form of matter in the galaxy would serve as a better, you know, hashtag not my president, hashtag never my president of the United States than this douchetard, okay? Now, we did have a ruling, the Muslim ban, which, you know, it's not a Muslim ban, it's a Muslim ban. And the reason why he didn't ban Saudi Arabia, because even though 13 of the 16 hijackers were from that country, is because the U.S. just agreed to sell some arms to Saudi Arabians. Even though I thought that's not what we do. I didn't know it was all about money. I thought it was about saving the lives of Americans. I thought it was about keeping us safe. Don't you feel safer? Ask yourself if you feel safer right now. But anyway, the 9th District Court held up the decision to block the ban. So they can't keep Muslims from those seven countries out, because keeping somebody out based on religion is against the Constitution, because that's what America was founded on. The freedom to practice your own religions, as long as they don't infringe on the freedoms and religions and others of other people. That's what it is. If you have a religion that you say, hey, I'm gonna kill people, like, that's not a religion you can celebrate. But other than that, if you want to be Muslim and instead of going to church and kneeling, you want to get on a carpet? That's fine. And by the way, I think the carpet would be better for my back than when I'm in church every Friday. Because I got to tell you, I don't mind being there. But when we have to kneel, it hurts my back so much to do that. Like, if I'm praying, I want this to be... Don't they want this to be something that you should want to do? They want to encourage prayer, don't they? So why do they make it so uncomfortable for you? That's what I don't get. These are the small things I don't get about religion. Like, you can have faith, and you can have all that stuff, and that's cool. And I'm not even going to really argue with that, because there are bigger issues in the world than you believing in basically a superhero as your god. That's fine. That's okay. But the problem is that Republicans believe in a book that says in the book, to paraphrase the verse that says, you know, they're in Egypt. And one of these guys says to one of the other guys, he says, listen, he says, the ones who are not from Egypt, do not treat them differently from the ones who are from Egypt. So wait a second. That sounds like, don't ban people from not being from here. That's what that sounds like. Turned on Fox News last night. True story, though. So there's going to be a World Without Women Day or something where there's going to be a protest where women don't... I didn't get the story because it was on Fox News. But, like, I really felt like it was Mad TV. Or, like, some Saturday Night Live Weekend Update, like, ripoff. Because it's comical. These liberal entitled women... Wait a second. Pause. Liberal entitlement? How is that even a thing? The only thing liberals feel they're entitled to is, like, you know, healthcare, stuff like that. I mean, I don't understand. Wouldn't entitlement, like, they're saying, oh, they have the $1,500 handbags. What? Democrats have $25,000 handbags from Gucci and Fendi and Prada? I didn't know that. I thought if you had, you know, could we take a survey? Someone called Kellyanne Poles. Oh, wait, no, she's got some other job now. Her job now is the senior shiller for Ivanka Trump merchandise on air while being employed by the White House. Facepalm much? And it's simple, like, I talk about things like education, like, at the top. And it's cool that protesters blocked Betsy Belbiv DeVos from getting into a public school because they, you know, she was going to look at a public school and they didn't let her in. That was fantastic. But at the same time, like, and I talk about Jeff Sessions, how he's going to go into Colorado and Washington, in tanks, you know, with Steve Bannon wearing, you know, swastikas on their arms. And they're going to be rolling into, you know, stores that sell marijuana because the people that live in the states voted on it and they voted to okay it, and you know, the adult responsible use of not very large amounts of marijuana is allowed in states like that. And Jeff Sessions and President Steve Bannon are going to roll in there with tanks and burn all those stores to the ground. And you know, those things suck. But you know what sucks more? People getting kidnapped from their homes in the middle of the night by members of an agency and being taken out of this country. Is that not just the saddest thing you've ever heard? I can't for the life of me figure out how that's a good thing. So, like, the Ninth District Court says, all right, you can't ban the Muslims from those countries. So then, in the middle of the night, like, this is like, oh, well, screw that then. We're taking the Mexicans out. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Listen, you need to give people a path to citizenship. And you know what? I don't really care how you do that. Somebody smart, come up with a plan and tell it to me. It doesn't involve taking people from their homes and bringing them back to Mexico. And let me tell you something else about that. It's a little expensive to do that. And you know what's going to happen when the government finds out how financially unfeasible that is to do that? When they find out that they're not able to pay all that money to deport these people, they're going to set up places for these people to stay. And I can't... Hold on. What's the name of those places? Wait a second. Are they camps? What kind of camps are they? What kind of camps are they? I can't really focus on what kind of camps they are. I can't really... Oh, they're concentration camps. They're going to be work camps. I told you this was going to happen, and I didn't mean to be serious about it. I am not related to Miss Cleo. It is week 3. Into week 4. We're barely a month into this. We're already more than the laughingstock of the world. And for God's sakes, somebody, there has to be something, someone, somewhere, who can stop this crazy thing. And I don't know. It might be too late. The people are already in place. Donald Trump could be dead tomorrow. And his aura will still taint this country forever. And his administration, which is already in place, which now that cabinet nominees have been confirmed, cannot be undone. The moves that this government makes over the next, you know, until they decide to not be in power anymore, because that's how dictatorships work. Dictators don't get voted in. They have foreign governments assist in election processes and create fake news to get someone elected. Like I said, you could say fake news all you want, but that dossier, there have been two intelligence agents who have confirmed that parts of that dossier are true. They would not say if the salacious ones were. The salacious ones being urination on the president of the free world. Hashtag not my president. Hashtag never my president. Hashtag this is no longer the leader of the free world. This country no longer leads the globe. And that's cool. You want to be reclusive? You want to stick to yourself? That's fine. We are all going to be dead. North Korea's fire and test missiles. They didn't even cover that on Fox. Like, I flipped through and I got two channels with North Korea, and they couldn't get a comment from, you know, Piss Play over there, because he was, you know, in Japan with the Japan Prime Minister who didn't want to shake his hand. Who, like, the guy rolled his eyes, like, let go of me. Please let go of me. I just don't... And I got, like, it was, like, two or three news channels with that on, and then I got to Fox, and I'm like, Amanda, let's see what they say about, North Korea. And they're talking about, like, a women's march or a protest, and they have two women on there. And the two women are, like, Republican also, and they're, like, siding with this guy, like, oh, these women need to just move on with it. These women need to get lives. Like, you're women. How do women not stand up for other women? And they say, and I thought women were supposed to stick together. I thought everyone was supposed to stick together. But obviously, that's not the case. That's not what this administration's about. It's about, this is the way we're doing things, and if you don't like it, fuck you. And that's what it is. If you don't like it, if you don't fall in line, you will be taken somewhere, whether it's prison for some crime you didn't know existed that you may not have committed, but somebody put on you, and all of a sudden it's going to happen. Or you might, you know, end up in some camp because you're suspected being a terrorist. This could happen. You might be an undocumented immigrant who is documented, but they might, you know, go into the computer, click, 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 now you're undocumented, and what the hell, bye-bye. What's gonna happen? I mean, listen, I don't want to be that, and this isn't the most important thing, but if you're a rich, snobby person who doesn't care about immigrants, I just want to know, where are you gonna go out to eat, and who is gonna cook your food? Please answer that question for me. That's not something that concerns me. Because that's the least of my concerns. My concern is people being separated from their families and their country and their home. That's what you should worry about. Common decency. I can't take it. Well, I could take it. I am taking it. I'm taking it every single day. Right in the face. In the face. I'm taking it in the ass every day. And we all are. That's America's new motto. Land of the free. Home of the people who take it in the fucking ass every fucking day. And you know what? I'm not ruining the rest of my weekend. It's around noon. I'm going to go downstairs and have a Bialy. I'm going to put some cream cheese on it. I'm going to have a latte. And I'm going to try to forget that this life is even a thing that is even happening right now. Because, people, I don't know how long I can come on here every week and scream about this without having a nervous breakdown. Or maybe I've already had the nervous breakdown and I've just been broken for a while. Maybe I've just always been broken. I don't know. I just know that it hurts. Hurts, don't it? All right, before I get on out of here's a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. ConcertConfessions.com, all your live music, news and reviews for the fans, by the fans. Got AndyDera.com, that's HQ, that's where you get all your Dera Network podcasting needs. Whether that's Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, Jesse Unplugged, the flagship show, The Andy Dera Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast can be found at AndyDera.com. Look for us on iTunes. Look for us on Stitcher. Look for us everywhere. Follow him on Twitter, at Dera Network. Follow me on Twitter at JPorks. Everywhere, JPorks. Just look for it on the internet. You'll find me. JPorks Podcast on Facebook. Like the page, please. ChristinaRocks.com. Hang the DJ. 89xRadio.com. Every Sunday morning. True story. I was listening to a little bit of her before I recorded this podcast. That's 89xRadio.com. You can follow her on Twitter at ChristinaRocks. Christina has no H. And you can go to ChristinaRocks.com. That's her website. Also, Christina has no H. She's the coolest cucumber in the salad. I don't eat salad, but, you know, the cucumber can be cooler than Billy D. Williams. Hello, PETA. Okay, and also, that was a little Family Guy humor. And also, every week the headlines, if there's ever going to be headlines again, if I ever care about music, AntiQuiet.com is your source for quality. And they got a new podcast. That's right, folks. That's right. AntiQuiet.com, the place I've written for. They have a podcast. And they talk about music. And that's cool. And you should check them out. Go listen to it. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not good enough of a podcaster yet. But soon I will. I will do it. Soon I will make it to California. California. I will. But until next time, folks, and especially if you're in states with recreational, if you're somebody who indulges in the marijuanas, you need to enjoy it before Jeff Sessions gets there. So that's the wacky weed part. And then what you need to do is you need to turn on some Warren Zevon. Because Warren Zevon is the only thing that can save us from this. So Wacky Weed, Warren Zevon. Till next week, folks. Late. Bam, boom, bam. Oh, crap, I'm not off yet.
This has been the J-Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.